It's Thursday, June 16th, AD 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, an Egyptian Muslim man attacked and killed a Coptic Christian in the country. Abdullah Hosni was visiting family before his death. The Muslim man had a history of harassing Christians. After the attack, Hosni was rushed to the hospital drenched in blood from multiple stab wounds. He died 3 days later, leaving behind two children. International Christian Concern reports that such violence is sadly increasing in Egypt, which is ranked 20th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. A Christian factory worker won his religious discrimination case in Scotland this week. A chicken wholesaler factory fired Jevgenis Kovalkovs for wearing a cross necklace after being told to remove it for being a, quote, hazard, end quote. An employment tribunal in Dundee awarded the Christian over $25,000. The court noted that he, quote, had lost a job as a result of the discrimination towards him. His religion and the wearing of his necklace were of deep and profound meaning to him, end quote. Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina held primary elections on Tuesday. In South Carolina, Russell Fry, who was backed by Donald Trump, won a primary against U.S. Representative Tom Rice. Rice had voted to impeach the former president. Out of 13 Trump-backed candidates, 12 won their primaries this week. 5 won unopposed. Democrats also lost a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives when Republican Mayra Flores won a special election in Texas on Tuesday. For the first time in decades, the number of abortions in the U.S. increased. A new report from the Guttmacher Institute found that abortions went up by 8% from 2017 to 2020. In 2020, 930,000 babies were murdered in the womb. The report also found that abortion pills accounted for over half of the deaths for the first time. Pastor Bart Barber of First Baptist Church in Farmersville, Texas, won the election this week to become the new president of the Southern Baptist Convention. Barber has supported reform measures as an independent report found that SBC leadership mishandled sexual abuse allegations against its pastors. The nation's largest Protestant denomination also approved two abuse reform recommendations. One measure creates an abuse implementation task force, and the other creates a database to keep track of church workers with